This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is with Iowa State head wrestling coach Kevin Dresser. The Cyclones just signed a brand new recruiting class, and we'll get Dresser's thoughts on each individual. Plus, a look ahead at the rest of November. We hope you'll enjoy our visit with Kevin Dresser. Well, Coach, you have a new batch of recruits that have committed to come wrestle at Iowa State, obviously headlined by David Carr. Tell me a little bit about David and what you think will make him special at Iowa State.
Well, obviously David's credentials in the sport of wrestling speak for themselves. I mean, he's, depending on what poll you look at, he's a top five kid in the nation, and that's not just at his weight. He's the number one ranked kid in the nation at his weight class, 160. But nationally, you know, he's a top five kid. Besides bringing just great wrestling and great wrestling ability to Ames, he brings a very unique leadership. You know, and what you'll find out with some of these kids that are just so elite is the way they think, and the way he thinks about the sport of wrestling, and there's no ceiling in his mind. He's been raised by, obviously, an Iowa State great, Nate Carr, and he's been brainwashed in the right way, and I say that very positively. So not only is he going to be an impact guy himself, but he's going to be an impact guy, you know, for this whole program.
Tell me about Joel Shapiro.
Well, we love Joel Shapiro. He started coming to our RTC workouts as soon as we got hired in, you know, late March. And being a Des Moines area kid, he brings a toughness. He's raw yet. We don't even know how big he's going to be. I mean, I told him when we recruited him, I don't care what weight class you end up at. We're not sure of that yet. He's just a talented kid that goes really, really hard. So we're excited to see what the ceiling is with him. I think that guy's really untapped right now.
How about Anthony Sherry?
Well, Anthony Sherry's another Iowa kid, a big Iowa kid that's had some success nationally. Obviously, he's done well in the state. And he's a kid, you know, somewhat like Shapiro. He's a big kid. We don't know what weight he's going to be. We are, you know, thin, especially up there right now at, you know, 84 and even 97 a little bit. And so I'm not quite sure. If you look at this class, there's a lot of guys that kind of fall in that area, 84, 97 heavyweight, just because we don't have a lot of depth there right now. You know, Marcus Harrington's going to be out of here in a couple of years. Dane Pistano's going to be out of here in a year. So we don't know exactly what we've got with some of those guys up there. So he was a kid we couldn't walk away from.
Ask you about a couple of guys that have brothers on the current team. Start with Grant Stotts.
Well, Grant's pretty accomplished. He's been to state finals three times already, and I always won one. Again, he was a guy that came to our regional training center workouts in the spring and the summer. So I like his grit. Again, he's a guy that's tall and rangy right now, too, that I don't know where he'll end up. He could be a 57, 65, 74, I don't know. I just think he's a guy that is going to improve a lot once he gets here.
And then another Colston's brother, Weston DeBlasi.
Well, Weston's pretty accomplished, obviously recruited by the former staff, so he already kind of had a relationship or a commitment to Iowa State, and then we kind of had to go out and re-recruit him a little bit. But, you know, he's a guy that'll be a 125-33, and he might be a guy that we might count on next year. I mean, he might be, you know, generally our thought process is to redshirt guys coming in. But, you know, Weston, because of our needs, you know, especially around 125, he might be a guy that we might call on early. So he needs to get here this summer, needs to get into summer school so we can get our hands on him and start developing him. He's very, like his brother, he's a pinner. He's got a little bit more of a mean streak than his brother, which I like. But we've got to get him, you know, both of De Blasi's have a very unique style, sometimes good and sometimes bad, and we got to make sure that we keep improving at wrestling there.
How about Francis Dugan? What can you tell me about him?
Well, Francis Dugan's had an unusual journey. I've known the Dugan family for a long time. They're originally from Pennsylvania. They just relocated to Iowa City because his older brother is on the Iowa team. So that's kind of an unusual combination. So he lives in Iowa City, goes to Iowa City West, and been wrestling a long time. I think he's probably going to be a heavyweight, I'm guessing. But I like his scrap, you know, Pennsylvania kids. You know, he's been successful in Pennsylvania. He'll be successful in Iowa. He placed really well at the national meets this summer. I like his toughness. So I don't quite know where he's going to fit in terms of weight class, but I think he's going to be a contributor early.
Guy you just got here in the last day or two, Hunter DeYoung. Tell me about him.
Well, Hunter's a Northwest Iowa boy, so he's a farm boy tough. I think his best days are way ahead of him. He hasn't had the luxury of maybe some of these kids in this area where they've had RTCs to go to regularly. He's another kid that's a big kid. He loves to lift weights. I think he's going to wrestle 195 this year, but he could be a heavyweight. He could be a 97. And again, that's kind of a pattern of what you've seen in this class. I know he really, really likes wrestling, and my experience with those kind of kids is they do really well.
And then lastly, Tyler Buschins. Tell me about him.
Well, Tyler's, you know, again, in the same boat. Minnesota kid. It's the first Minnesota kid I think we've gotten. He kind of seeked us out. He seeked me out this summer, came in on an official visit. Really liked him, did some research on him, watched him wrestle. He wasn't really on our radar. He kind of recruited himself to Iowa State. He's got some good credentials. He's placed at some national meets. He's placed high in the Minnesota States. He's yet to win a state title. Probably an 84-pounder, you know, maybe even as big as a 97-pounder going down the road. Again, I like to recruit kids, or we like to recruit kids that love the sport of wrestling and love to train. You know, all my Minnesota peeps up there tell me that about him, is this kid really likes to train and he really loves the sport of wrestling. So generally, that's a good formula.
Tell me about just the importance of recruiting for your staff and this program going forward. Obviously, you want to develop guys once you get them here, and you're very good at that as a group. But you got to start with some talent, and obviously going out and getting good recruits is the kind of the lifeblood, as they say, of your program.
Well, it is, and I think any Division I sport, but it's definitely so in the sport of wrestling, because kids get exposed to so much now at the high school level. They get to train with college kids if they live in the right location. So a lot of these kids have already been in college rooms and regional training centers training. So they come in ready to go. So you have to do a good job in the recruiting trail. It's very, very important. We have to do two things, especially my staff. They've got to develop kids, but we have to recruit kids. So you'll see me on the road a lot this winter. I would say this class is a B class overall, maybe. Down the road, I think I have enough confidence in Metcalf and Zadik and St. John and developing guys that they can probably turn these guys into an A class. But we need to go out and get an A class next year and turn them into an A-plus class. That's how important recruiting is.
The regional training center, how big of a tool is that in trying to bring in top high school wrestlers to your program? Because you can start developing those relationships pretty early, it seems.
Huge. I mean, if you look at this class, with the exception of Carr, I think, every one of these kids lives within a 250-mile radius of Ames. So every one of these kids has been in our regional training center at one time or another since March. They had a touch with our team and our program, and that's the way the rules are now. And so when we started the Cyclone Regional Training Center, really kind of on day one of when I got hired, I knew the benefits would pay off, and now we're starting to see some of those from the recruiting side.
You've got a home duel under your belt now against Drexel. Obviously, some good, some bad. Tell me what you're most optimistic about coming out of that, and then what do you think needs the most work?
Well, I'm optimistic based on yesterday's practice. I challenged them in the locker room on Sunday after the match that, number one, we don't like losing, and we lost. And number two, you can react to losing one of two ways. We can pout about it, or it can fuel us, and I'm curious to see which way this team as a whole is going to go, and I won't know that until Monday. Was kind of a day off for us because we had a Sunday match. So yesterday, Tuesday, was our first really hard day again, and man, we probably had one of our best practices since we've been on as a staff yesterday. So to me, that was exciting. I mean, it was disappointing to lose the match. If you look back and lose the match, I can't remember the last time as a coach I've lost a dual meet and walked out and said, dang, we shouldn't have lost that dual meet. You know, we've been beaten before, but we've been beaten before by teams that were good. So I haven't lost many dual meets to speak of in the last couple of years. And especially, I can't remember the last time I lost a dual meet when I went out and said, man, we had that thing won and we blew it. And we did, you know, kind of in those last four weight classes. But there was a lot of positive things out of it as well, individuals and you know, nothing but. But I think good things are going to come, and I've said from the get-go, especially this year, that things are going to be bumpy, and we experienced that right away. I mean, we had some really high highs, and I think we got that crowd at Hilton pretty excited at moments Sunday afternoon, but then we had some low lows. So we got to get more highs and less lows, and see if we can just keep this thing going that way.
The next duel at home is after Thanksgiving, and that is at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium against Ryder. That is going to be so much fun. I know you've done something like this in the past, but how much excitement are you hearing and starting to build for that event?
Well, it's never been done in Ames, so that's the exciting part. We did it at Virginia Tech five or six times, and it was a hit. So if you can close your eyes and see a wrestling mat on a Broadway theater, that's what you're going to get at C.Y. Stevens. And so we're excited. And again, we've got Ryder University, which maybe some of the people in the Midwest might not recognize Ryder University. But let me tell you what, on paper, they're better than Drexel. And I told everybody that when Drexel came in, you got a team full of PA kids, then you better get ready to scrap. And I was right. Ryder's going to be a bigger test, you know. I think the good news is we're going to have some guys back in the lineup that we weren't able to use this past weekend for different reasons. Injuries, we had some discipline issues, we had to sit some kids out. And it's all about, you know, sending a message to our team that we've got to do things the right way. And so I like the way that we've responded to this first loss, and I can't wait to get in there and see, you know, how we compete.
Coach, thanks for taking some time. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.